A Golden Lie. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1821. The Earl of Narbrook was dead. Davona, who was standing silently by his bedside, could hardly believe it. She felt that he must have had a stroke in the night, because he was lying in rather a strange manner. At the same time, there was no mistaking that he was dead. She was remembering when she had first arrived at Narbrook Hall 7 years ago that he had seemed to be a rather good-looking man for his age. But as the years passed by, he had become, she thought, in her own mind, uglier and uglier. She blamed him for the death of her father and her mother, but now he himself was dead, and she was alive. She wondered what she would do now, and realized that it was all extremely difficult. When her father, Colonel Ewan Campbell, had been wounded in the war in France, he had taken nearly a year to recover in their comfortable little house in Essex. When he was finally well enough, he knew that he would have to find some useful work to do, as his life in the army was over and he had very little money. He had married someone he loved deeply, and they were extremely happy. They were also exceedingly thrilled with their small daughter. He had thought when he first married that, when he came out of the army, because he had a gift for managing horses, that he would be able to make money by breeding, training them and selling them at Tattersall's sale rooms, or he could sell them at the many horse fairs that took place in their neighbourhood. But the war had swept all possibility of that away. Many of the available horses had gone to the army, and most that he had left behind were not for sale. "We shall have to do something, my darling," the colonel had said to his wife. "But I am sure it ought to be with horses," she had replied. "You are so good with them, and we do want to be in the country." "Of course," he had agreed. It was, however, not at all easy. The war was then at its height, and a great number of people in England were suffering because of it. Money was very scarce, and the young men were all battling against Napoleon in France, where the casualties were horrifying. The men, like the colonel, who were sent back home wounded, could only tell a doleful tale. For the moment, there appeared to be no chance of success in finding a job, until finally, after many attempts, the colonel heard that the Earl of Narbrook, who lived in Norfolk, required someone to run his stables. He set off to meet the Earl optimistically, and his wife prayed that something would come of it. She was worried about the education of their small daughter, Davona. She knew that Davona had her father's quick brain, and she was now at the age when she needed good tutors and governesses. "How can we afford those?" she had asked herself helplessly. The colonel returned that evening and came into the house. Even before he had climbed out of their ancient travelling chariot, his wife realized that he had good news. He kissed her affectionately, and then, as the men who helped him with his horses took the conveyance away, he put his arm round his wife and drew her into the house. "I think I have found what we wanted," he said.
"Oh, Ewan, I do hope so. Tell me all about it."
The colonel then not only told his wife about the extremely large period house the earl possessed, but also described a small cottage near the stables, which would suit them perfectly.
"It all sounds too good to be true," Mrs. Campbell enthused. "And what is the Earl like?"
"A rather strange man," he replied, "but I think we shall get on quite well together."
He spoke a little hesitantly, which worried his wife, but she thought it was not wise to ask too many questions. At the time, they fortunately had someone anxious to buy their house, including the furniture in it. Mrs. Campbell hated the idea of parting with the furniture they had owned since they were first married, and which meant a great deal to her.